povratnog djelovanja, karme, sjećajući se božanske ličnosti. Prema tome, tko neće obratiti pažnju na njegovu poruku? Smisao. Dodir duhovne iskre s materijalnim elementima stvara čvor koji moramo presjeći ako želimo biti oslobođeni od djelovanja posljedica plodonosnog rada. Oslobođenje označava slobodu od kruga povratnog djelovanja i samo po sebi prati onoga tko se stalno sjeća transcendentalnih zabava božanske ličnosti. To je zato što su sve djelatnosti uzvišenog gospodina, njegove lile, transcendentalne prema gunama, vezujućim silama materijalne prirode. Materijalne energije, pardon. Duhovne djelatnosti su sve privlačne i zbog toga stalno druženje s duhovnim djelatnostima uzvišenog gospodina postupno produhovljuje uvjetovanu dušu i konačno presjeca čvor materijalne vezanosti. Oslobođenje od materijalne vezanosti je dakle popratni ishod službe predanog poštovanja. Sticanje duhovnog znanja nije dovoljno da osigura oslobođenje. Tako se znanje mora zaodjenuti službom predanog poštovanja, tako da konačno prevlada jedino predano služenje. Tada je moguće oslobođenje. Čak i rad plodonosnih radnika, koji ostavlja posljedice, može voditi osobu do oslobođenja ako se zaodjene bhakti jogom. Karma zaodjenuta predanim služenjem se naziva karma yoga. Slično tome, iskustveno znanje zaodjenuto službom predanog poštovanja se naziva gyana yoga. Ali čista bhakti yoga je nezavisna od takve karme i gyane, zato što jedina može ne samo podariti nekome oslobođenje od uvjetovanog života, već i darovati transcendentalnu službu punu ljubavi prema gospodinu. Stoga svaki razuman čovjek koji je iznad prosječnog čovjeka sa siromašnim znanjem mora se neprestano sjećati božanske ličnosti, neprestano slušajući o njoj, slaveći je, sjećajući je se i uvijek je obožavajući. To je savršeni put bhakti joge. Gosvami i Brindavana, koji je Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu ovlastio da propovjedaju kult bhakti, strogo su slijedili ovo pravilo i za našu dobrobit su napisali ogromnu književnost o transcendentalnoj nauci. Zacrtali su puteve za sve klase ljudi koji pripadaju različitim kastama i redovima života slijedeći učenja Šrimad Bhagavatama i drugih sličnih ovlaštenih svetih spisa.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadigora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yat anudyasina yukta karma grantini bandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuyat kataratim. Translation: with the sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
Sa mačem u ruci inteligentan čovjek sjeće vezujući užad povratnog djelovanja karme, sjećajući se božanske ličnosti. Prema tome, tko neće obratiti pažnju na njegovu poruku?
When the eternal spiritual soul comes in contact with the material elements and knot is created in the heart, which must be cut through in order to attain spiritual life.
Kada vječna duhovna duša dođe u kontakt sa materijalnim elementima, stvara se čvor u srcu koje se mora presjeći da bi se dostigao vječni duhovni život.
This knot is the false ego.
Taj čvor je lažni ja.
Now It's interesting to note in the in the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, which you can say is an analytical observation of our situation in the material world. Five symptoms of ignorance are given.
Zanimljivo vidjeti da u Yoga Sutrama Patanjalija, koji predstavljaju analitičku studiju ovog svijeta, data je pet simptoma neznanja.
And these symptoms are not, you know, you can't say ignorance is bliss, ignorance is suffering, so they are also defined as five causes of suffering.
I pošto ne možemo reći da je neznanje blaženstvo, već je zapravo neznanje patnja, tih pet uzroka neznanja su također pet uzroka patnje.
And first is avidya or ignorance.
Prvo je avidya ili neznanje.
Then comes asmita, which is false ego or false identification.
Zatim dolazi asmita ili lažni ja ili lažna identifikacija.
Then comes raga or attachment.
Zatim dolazi raga ili vezanost.
Then dvesha or repulsion or hatred.
Zatim dolazi dvesha ili odbojnost ili mržnja.
Then abhinivesha, which means absorption in material consciousness.
I zatim abhinivesha ili apsorpcija u materijalnu svjesnost.
It is very difficult for the conditioned soul to give up these causes of suffering if he is in conditional existence.
Vrlo je teško za uvjetovanu dušu napustiti ove uzroke patnje ako je ona u uvjetovanom stanju egzistencije.
It is so difficult.
To je toliko teško.
Let me tell you the history of Madhusudan Sarasvati, a very famous impersonalist.
Ispričat ću vam jednu priču o Madhusudanu Sarasvatiju, vrlo slavnom impersonalisti.
After Shankaracharya had successfully, more or less successfully established monism, Vyasatirtha came, a Vaishnava, who totally destroyed his Lehrgebäude, his teachings.
Nakon što je Shankaracharya manje ili više uspješno uspostavio monističku teoriju, monizam, došao je Vyasatirtha, Vaishnava, koji u potpunosti uništio te njegove postavke.
He wrote a book called Nayamrita, The Nectar of Logic, and defeated impersonalism by this book.
On je napisao knjigu koja se zvala Nayamrita i u potpunosti je uništio tu impersonalističku logiku.
And you know, when you were an impersonalist, you would go like this over the street, you know, because it was, you were made impossible by this work.
I mnogi impersonalisti su išli sa glavom prekrivenom preko ulice, jer jednostavno on ih je učinio nemogućim njihovu egzistenciju.
But after him came this Madhusudan Sarasvati, and he defeated everything what Vyasatirtha had said.
Ali nakon toga je došao Madhusudan Sarasvati i on je uništio sve što je Vyasatirtha rekao.
So in social society it was again možno to be a Mayavadi.
I stoga u društvu je opet bilo u redu biti Mayavadi.
U redu, yes. Now, one day, Madhusudan Sarasvati had commented the Bhagavatam and the Gita and twisted everything in such a way that the living entity is God. As soon as the cover of ignorance is removed by study of Vedanta and cultivating jnana.
I Madhusudan Sarasvati je ponovno komentirao na Bhagavad Gitu, na Vedantu i tako dalje, i ponovno je uspostavio tu ideju da je živo biće Bog čim je oslobođeno od prekrivača materijalnih zanima.
Now one day he was sitting in Benares at the bank of the Ganga and he was in his own thoughts.
I jednog dana on je sjedio na obalama reke Gange u Benaresu i bio apsorbiran u svoje misli.
When all of a sudden an unknown avaduta appeared before him, came before him.
Kad se odjednom nepoznati avaduta pojavio pred njim.
And the Avaduta asked him a simple question.
Došao je pred njega i postavio mu je vrlo jednostavno pitanje.
Which he couldn't answer.
Na koje on nije mogao odgovoriti.
Now, those of we all come from the Western background. All we know is boxing matches, you know, where the strongest primitive guy is, you know, winning, isn't it?
Mi svi dolazimo iz zapadne kulture u kojoj jedino što znamo je o boksačkim mečevima u kojima najsnažniji primitivac pobjeđuje.
Yes, and he becomes the champion of the world.
I on postaje šampion svijeta.
In Vedic India there was championship also on the subtilni nivou.
I u Vedskoj Indiji postojalo je takmičenje također i na subtilnom nivou.
That means the most intelligent scholar, he was the champion.
Što znači da je najinteligentniji učenjak bio šampion.
It was Madhusudan Sarasvati at that time.
U to vrijeme to je bio Madhusudan Sarasvati.
So you might be interested to hear the question of the Avaduta.
Bićete možda zainteresirani da čujete to pitanje koje postavio Avaduta.
Yes. The question was, are you sometimes afraid that you might lose an argument?
Pitanje koje mu je postavio bilo je, da li se možda bojiš da ponekad da ćeš izgubiti u toj raspravi?
Madhusudan was in a bad situation.
Madhusudan je bio u prilično nezgodnoj situaciji.
It's a fact when you go to have an argument with someone, like it's almost like a boxing fight, you know, on the intellectual platform. Sometimes Madhusudan, he knew, you know, hopefully I get the right rhetorical answer together.
I to je činjenica. Kada se osoba nađe usred takve borbe, onda prirodno osjeća, magazurni osjeća u takvim situacijama, nadam se da ću naći pravi retorički odgovor na neke argumente.
But he could not say he is afraid because strah or fear is a byproduct of the identification with the body.
No, međutim, opet on nije mogao reći da se boji, jer strah je proizvod identifikacije sa materijalnim tijelom.
Like when we go to the dentist, when we go to mladi ljeka, we have strah.
Kao na primjer kad idemo kod zubara, kod mladi ljeka, onda se bojimo.
Even Tuđman has strah, fear.
Čak i Tuđman se
boji. When he goes to the dentist, isn't it?
Most probably zubara, yeah.
Because this is a result of the what if she just gets on my nerve?
Jer to je rezultat.
And surely she will get on my nerve because this is the problem of going to the dentist.
Jer pitamo se i bojimo se što ako ona naiđe na moj živac. A naravno da će naići na živac jer to je problem odlaska kod zubara.
So because you think there's some identification with the body, therefore you accept the pain as your own pain.
I pošto postoji neka identifikacija sa tijelom, mi prihvaćamo bol kao našu bol.
So but Madhusudan could also not just lie to the Avaduta and say, no, I have no fear, because the Avaduta knows, you know, when you lie. They know your mind.
Ali Madhusudan nije isto tako mogao lagati tog Avadutu, jer da nema straha, jer taj Avaduta bi vrlo dobro znao da ga je lagao.
He was perplexed. What shall I do? Tell me what shall I do now, said Madhusudan. You have just defeated me.
I on je u tom trenutku rekao, Avaduti, reci mi šta sad da napravim, bio kompletno zbunjen. Šta sad da napravim, upravo si me porazio.
Well, to understand that you are not the body, the first symptom of knowledge. Fearlessness is one of the symptoms of knowledge. Let me understand, say it like this. In order to become fearless, That's the first symptom that Krishna kaja in the Gita, this is a symptom of knowledge. Oh, you have to chant the Gopal mantra.
Da bi postao neustrašiv, a to je prvi simptom znanja prema Bhagavad Giti, ti trebaš pjevati Gopal mantra.
How do I do this? Madhusudha Sarasvati.
Kako da to napravim, pitaj Madhusudha Sarasvati.
Govinda jai jai Gopala jai jai. And you should, so that your mind is properly situated, you should do a few austerities.
A da bi tvoj um bio pravilno situiran, trebaš praktisirati nešto strogosti.
So that was no problem for Madhusudan Sarasvati.
I to nije bio problem za Madhusudan Sarasvati.
Avaduta had said, 1 month you have to practice these rules.
I Avaduta mu je rekao, jedan mjesec dana moraš prakticirati.
And you will get darshan of Lord Gopal.
Ono ćeš dobiti darshan sa gospodinom Gopalom.
So Madhusudan did it, but after 1 month he was still the same Madhusudan, no darshan, no Krishna consciousness.
I Madhusudan je to učinio, ali nakon mjesec dana on još uvijek bio isti Madhusudan. Nije bilo darshana, nije bilo svjesnosti Krishna.
He did it a second month.
On je to napravio još mjesec dana, drugi mjesec.
No result.
Nije bilo rezultata.
The third month.
Treći mjesec.
Nema, nicht, nothing. Then he said, this is too much. And he wanted to go back to Benares. But on the way he met a tantric, a mystic yogi.
I on je onda pomislio, to je previše, i htio se vratiti nazad u Benares. Ali onda na putu je sreo jednog tantričkog, mističnog yogija.
He was Madhusudan Sarasvati at that time was totally finished. His teaching, he had been shown that he is not realized at all. He is fear.
Madhusudan je to vrijeme bio potpuno s njim uništeno. On je realizirao da nije samospoznat, da još uvijek je tu strah, da strahuje.
And he couldn't come to the solution of seeing Gopal.
I nije mogao doći niti do rješenja tako što će vidjeti Gopala.
So the tantric said, just be patient, try it a fourth time, then you will be successful.
I onda mu je taj tantric rekao, samo budi strpljiv, probaj još po četvrti put, onda ćeš biti uspješan.
How do you know what is going on in me, said Madhusudan Sarasvati.
Kako ti znaš što se u meni zbiva, pita Madhusudan Sarasvati.
The tantric said, I also have some CDs, I can see.
Tantric je rekao, ja imam isto neke CD-e, mogu vidjeti.
How said Madhusudan? Just give me your CD. I also want to see what other people think. Then there, next time I say to an avaduta who comes from nowhere, no, I don't speak today. I have my vow, my you know, I don't speak. Mona.
On je rekao, daj meni taj tvoj CD koji imaš. Onda sljedeći put kad mi dođu ljudi od nekuda, onda ću moći takvom čovjeku kao što bi ovaj avaduta reći, danas ne govorim, danas prakticiram maunam, šutnjim.
So the goddess who gave that tantric the city was called, if he would kindly, you know, also become controlled by, come under the control of Madhusudan.
I ta božica koja je dala tom tantriku tu moć je prizvana da bi tu istu moć dala i stupila u kontrolu Madhusudana.
But Madhusudan, but she said, no, it's not good for Madhusudan. He should chant the Gopal mantra.
No, međutim, ona je rekla, kad se pojavila, ne, to baš nije dobro za Madhusudana. On bi trebao pjevat Gopal mantra.
So, he had to go back and again for 1 month, strogost, and Gopal.
I on se mora vratiti nazad i ponovno mjesec dana praktisirati strogost i vikati Gopal.
And because this time he chanted in desperation, like Ajamir, no other chance, you know. Therefore the Lord Gopal actually gave him mercifully his darshan.
I pošto je ovaj puta pjevao u stanju bespomoćnom stanju, da. U bespomoćnom stanju, poput Ađamila, nije imao nikakvog drugog izlaza. Gospodin Gopal mu je milostivo dao svoj darshan.
And he wrote a beautiful poem glorifying Sri Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead and acknowledging that everyone else is his servant.
I on je napisao prekrasnu poemu u kojoj je potvrdio, prihvatio, potvrdio da je Krishna vrhovna božanska osoba, a svi drugi su njegovi sluge.
He saw and this poem, by the way, is chanted all over Vrindavan by the Brijbasis, even today.
Tu poemu još dan danas pjevaju po cijelom Vrindavanu, Brijbasi, čak i danas.
So here you see a success story of someone cutting through the binding knots by remembering the personality of Godhead.
I ovdje možete vidjeti priču o osobi koja je presjekla različite vezanosti sjećajući se vrhovne božanske osobe.
We all have such a knot in our heart.
Mi svi imamo takav čvor u našem srcu.
Fizigoni dajeki. And this knot is a source for our continuation of material existence.
I taj čvor je uzrok nastavka naše materijalne egzistencije.
This knot of false ego, which is accompanied by ignorance, attachment, hatred, must be cut.
Taj čvor lažnog ja kojeg prati mržnja, neznanje i tako dalje, se mora preseći.
Yes. Otherwise we just suffer.
Inače u protivnom mi ćemo jednostavno patiti.
In my childhood I was sometimes seeing how these cowboys would just capture a red Indian and then bind him on the wild horse. The horse was just running and you know the poor person who was hanging there was just dragged violently over the floor and you know there were stones and he hurt himself and sometimes they were killed like this.
Dok sam bio dječak, sjećam se, gledao sam te western filmove u kojima bi kauboji uhvatili Indijanca i onda bi ga zavezali za konja i potjerali konja i tako bi pustili da ga konj vuče po gruboj zemlji po kojoj je bilo i kamenje i svega i ti, oni bi bili, ta jedna osoba bi bila povrijeđena i čak često bi umrla.
This is history.
To je povijest.
Or sometimes they bound them on the buffalo, wild buffalo, who was running them out of fear.
I ponekad bi ga vezali za divljeg bizona koji bi
bizona, yes,
trčao naokolo u strahu.
So this is how we are bound with a knot of false ego.
I na taj način mi smo vezani čvorom lažnog ja.
To our mind.
Za naš um.
Which runs all over the material creation.
Koji juri posvuda po materijalnoj kreaciji.
Since time immemorial.
Od pamti vijeka.
Not just in one lifetime.
Ne samo u jednom životu.
It's a long time.
To je vrlo dugo vrijeme.
That's a problem. That's a problem. We have an actual problem.
No, ovo to je problem. Mi imamo stvarni problem.
So, I wanted to just today raise a difficult question and then give a nice answer and hopefully, you know, give a very inspiring perspective.
I želim danas postaviti teško pitanje i onda dati odgovor i nadam se da ću dati vrlo inspirirajuću perspektivu.
The question which is often raised in to preachers in Krishna consciousness by devotees is, I am since a long time engaged in or I am since some time engaged in the process of Krishna consciousness, but it's very difficult for me to see any solid and substantial advancement that is that I that my attention is drawn to Krishna and is captured by him.
To pitanje koje često postavljaju propovjednici moje svjesnosti Krishne glasi, ja sam već dugo vremena ili barem neko vrijeme angažiran u ovom procesu svjesnosti Krishne, no međutim teško mi je vidjeti nekakav rezultat da je moja pažnja privučena Krishnom, da je moja pažnja usredsređena.
I'm personally very inspired by this discussion and I've done it, I've spoken about this in Ljubljana, in Skopje, in Rijeka, Pula, and so on and so forth, and I want to bring this these points also to your attention here in this Pregrade temple.
Ja sam osobno vrlo inspiriran ovom diskusijom i razgovarao sam o tome, diskutirao sam o tome u Ljubljani, u Skoplju, u Rijeci, želim također predstaviti to vaše pažnje ovdje u Pregradi.
See, it is said that repeatedly hearing and chanting the name of the Lord and his qualities should give you prema, love.
Vidite, rečeno da vam neprekidno pjevanje o Bogu i njegovim odlikama, imenima, treba donijeti ljubav prema Bogu, premu.
We all chant.
Mi svi pjevamo.
Do we all have love for Krishna in the heart?
Da li svi imamo ljubav prema Krishna u srcu?
If we are honest, we would say not always.
Ako bismo bili pošteni, onda bi rekli ne uvijek.
It is said, tasting prasadam should destroy all desires for sense gratification.
Rečeno je da kušanje prasadama bi trebalo uništiti sve želje za čulnim uživanjem.
Are you tasting prasadam?
Da li kušate prasadam?
Yes, ever. That is really the easiest process in Krishna
consciousness. Da, to je najlakši proces svjesnosti Krishna.
But have all desires for sense gratification been successfully destroyed in your life?
Ali da li su sve želje za čulnim uživanjem uspješno uništene u vašem?
Not all.
Ne sve možda.
So what's wrong here?
I što nije u redu ovdje?
The example has been given of someone who has a fever and is supplied with a tasty meal.
Date ovdje primjer osobe koja ima groznicu, a ponuđeno joj je ukusno jelo.
When you have such a tasty meal before you, but you have fever, you have no appetite. Do you have this experience?
Kad imate ukusno jelo pred sobom, ali imate groznicu, nemate apetita. Imate to iskustvo?
Isn't it? By the fever, the appetite is destroyed. Although the feast may be one of the best of Maharaji Balika and Maharaji Devi Shakti put together.
Vi zahvaljujući groznici vi izgubite apetit, iako feast može biti jedan od najboljih feastova Maharaji Balika i Devi Shakti zajedno.
Yes. Because yeah, something happens with the taste buds, I think, or I do not know. One has no appetite. This is the reason.
Nešto se možda zbiva sa tim bradavicama za okus ili nešto slično. Ne znam točno, ali uglavnom osoba nema ukus.
And even if the fever after some time goes down a little bit.
I čak i ako se nakon izvjesnog vremena ta groznica malo smanji, temperature padne.
Yes, still it is not possible to derive the full value of nutritious foods like grains or ghee sabjis and so on.
Ipak još uvijek neće biti moguće upotrebiti, doživjeti punu vrijednost tih krasnih hranjivih jela, recimo sabjija sa ghijem ili žitarica.
This example makes the point that the feast is all right.
Taj primjer služi tu da bi se pokazala ta poanta da je fist sasvim u redu.
There's nothing wrong with the preparations.
Ništa nije krivo, loše u samim preparacijama.
However, in us,
no međutim u nama,
there's something wrong, a fever.
Nešto je krivo, tu je groznica.
So the question now is, what is wrong in us so that we cannot taste the wonderful Krishna consciousness?
I stoga se postavlja pitanje, što je krivo u nama da ne možemo kušati tu divnu svjesnost Krišne?
Do you think this question has something to do with your life?
Da li vi mislite da možda to pitanje ima nešto, nekakve veze sa vašim životima?
See, all the devotees have the experience, have the faith that Krishna consciousness is wonderful.
Svi bhakti imaju tu vjeru da je svjesnost Krišne divna.
And the older we become in Krishna consciousness, the more we have this feeling.
I što postajemo stariji u svjesnosti Krishne, to više imamo taj osjećaj.
We read in the books and we are just fully convinced, yes, the liberation from material bondage is therefore a byproduct of devotional service, for instance.
Mi čitamo ove knjige i kažemo da, mi čitamo, na primjer, oslobođenje od materijalne vezanosti je proizvod službe predanog poštovanja.
We are convinced if we just do devotional service, freedom from misery is automatically granted.
Mi smo sigurni da ako jednostavno prakticiramo službu predanog poštovanja, oslobođenje od bijede je automatski zagarantirano.
But are we experiencing freedom from misery?
Ali da li mi doživljavamo oslobođenje od bijede?
This is a good question, I think.
To je dobro pitanje, mislim.
And what is the word? What is in the way so that I do not always attain freedom from material miseries?
I što se to nalazi na našem putu da ne dosežemo uvijek oslobođenje od bijede?
What prevents that the result comes?
Što sprečava da rezultat dođe?
What is my fever?
Koja je to moja groznica?
Dragi Srila Prabhupad, diagnosticira me, moj.
Dragi Srila Prabhupad, molim te, diagnosticiraj tu moju groznicu, moju bolest.
Moj dragi spiritual master.
Moj dragi duhovni učitelj.
What is wrong with me?
Što nije u redu sa mnom?
Is there hope for me?
Ima li nade za mene?
Can you cure me?
Možeš li me izliječiti?
Please do it fast.
Molim te učini to što prije.
I can't stand this material existence any longer.
Ne mogu podnijeti više ovu materijalnu egzistenciju.
Is it? Don't we sometimes feel like this?
Zar ne? Zar se ne osjećamo pa nekada?
Yes. We shouldn't be ashamed.
Ne trebamo se sramiti.
We are in the family.
Mi smo u porodici.
This is realistic talk.
To je realistički razgovor.
Now, the answer has been given that aparat or offenses is our fever.
Sada rečeno da su aparadi, odnosno uvrede, naša groznica.
Just like the king who can give all the riches in the world, but who may withhold it from a certain person whom he is not satisfied with, the holy name is the same.
Upravo kao što kralj može dati sva bogatstva posjeduje ovog svijeta i može dati ta bogatstva, ali ih ne želi dati osobi sa kojom nije zadovoljan, slično je sa svetim imenom.
If in other words, Krishna, who is identical with the holy name, is not satisfied because we commit offenses against the holy name, then the results of chanting Hare Krishna will take a long time before they come.
Krishna, koji nije različit od svetog imena, slično, može dati te ukus, može dati rezultat, no međutim, ako uvrede počinimo tom svetom imenu, onda će trebati puno vremena prije nego što taj rezultat dođe.
Therefore, at the time of initiation, our spiritual master usually talks about avoiding the 10 offenses.
Stoga, u vrijeme inicijacije, naš duhovni učitelj obično govori o 10 uvreda.
This morning I read an interesting verse which I would like to read to all of you. Nadasya cittam bahyata vipramam tamo guhayam cha visuddham avishat yat bhakti yogano grihita manyasa muni vichaste nanutatra te gatim. The devotee whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service and who is favored by Bhakti Devi does not become bewildered by the external energy which is just like a dark veil.
Bhakta, koji je u potpunosti pročišten službom predanog poštovanja i koga je blagoslovila Bhakti Devi, does not
become bewildered by the external energy. Postaje zbunjen
izvanjskom energijom.
Which is just like a dark veil.
Koja je upravo poput mračnog bunara.
Being completely cleansed of all material contamination in this way.
U potpunosti pročišćen od svih kontaminacija na ovaj način.
A devotee is able to understand very happily.
Bhakta je sposoban da vrlo sretno shvati.
Your name, form, activities, etc.
Tvoje ime, tvoj oblik, tvoje aktivnosti i tako dalje.
Prabhupada says the conclusion is that when one's heart is purified by the association of devotees and by the avoidance of the offenses committed when chanting and worshipping the Lord
i izbjegavanjem uvreda koje se čine kada se pjeva sveto ime i obožava gospodin.
The transcendental name, form and activities of the Lord are revealed by the Lord.
Transcendentalno ime, oblike aktivnosti gospodina on sam razotkriva.
If you want to study this verse on your own in your reading time, you will be able to find it in the 4th canto 24th chapter verse 59.
Ako želite to sami proučavati u vrijeme svog čitanja, naći ćete u 4. pjevanju, 24. poglavlju, stih 59.
Very good. You have a very nice memory. I would never be able to remember numbers like this. Good. So, the avoidance of offenses, in other words, is stressed.
Drugim riječima izbjegavanje uvreda je ovdje naglašeno.
Then Bhakti Devi comes into our srce.
Onda Bhakti Devi dolazi u naše srce.
And when Bhakti Devi is in our srce, no problem.
A kada je Bhakti Devi u našem srcu, onda nema problema.
She comes with a hladini shakti.
Ona dolazi sa hladini shakti.
That is the pleasure energy.
To je energija zadovoljstva.
And also with samvit.
I također sa samvit.
That is the knowledge potency of the Lord.
Moć znanja.
And when our heart is full with transcendental joy and transcendental knowledge, where is the problem?
A kada je naše srce puno transcendentalnog zadovoljstva i transcendentalnog znanja, onda gdje je problem?
The offenses against the holy name, how can they be avoided?
Kako se mogu izbjeći uvrede svetom imenu?
Yesterday, we were describing that if a devotee who is on the, who is still anishta, that means not totally fixed, if he thinks of overcoming something, the very thing he wants to overcome becomes this problem sometimes.
Mi smo rekli da bhakta koji nije na nivou postojanosti, koji je ništa, da taj bhakta kad želi neki problem nadići, razmišlja o tom problemu, da sam taj problem često koji želi nadići postaje uzrok nevolje za njega.
You remember we were describing the battle with the sense objects?
Sjećate se, opisivali smo problemu sa čulnim objektima.
Smoking is maya.
Pušenje je maja.
Only fools smoke, I don't smoke.
Samo budale puše, ja ne pušim.
I won't join the Marlboro Club.
Ne hoću družiti Marlboro Club.
Marlboro doesn't taste good.
Marlboro nema dobar ukus.
It's exploitive to even build it for the third countries. It's a Gemeinheit, it's a bad. And you think Marlboro, and then Klupas Marlboro.
kad se kupuje Marlboro, to se pomaže eksploatacija, to je loše za zemlje trećeg svijeta. I kad tako mislite Marlboro, na kraju ćete uzeti Marlboro i pušit ćete.
But therefore, when you always analyze offenses and, you know, talk about offenses, sometimes it doesn't, it's good to be aware, certainly, but if you only, oh, hopefully I don't make any offense, oh, offense, offense, you might do it.
Tako slično, iako je dobro biti svjestan uvreda, ali ponekad ako samo mislimo uvrede, ponekad ih možemo počiniti.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes a very positive approach to the offense, and as you study Prabhupada's books, it becomes clear that he very often just teaches us to avoid offenses by a very positive approach.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, kad govori o uvredama, predstavlja jedan vrlo pozitivan način, i ako proučavate njegovu knjigu vidjet ćete da on vrlo često predlaže da je vrlo pozitivan način, pozitivan pristup kako možemo izbjeći te uvrede.
Just so because some of our devotees are tired and they are not with us at this present moment, I want to just tell you all where we are in the discussion, because you, your mind loses the concentration and we need you. It's important.
Pošto nisu baš naši svi bakte ovdje prisutni u ovom trenutku, malo smo spavani, želim vam ponoviti gdje se točno nalazimo, tako da možete shvatiti o čemu se radi, o poanta je vrlo važna za sve.
I hope I have not committed Vaishnava aparat now.
Nadam se da sad nisam počinio Vaishnava aparat.
I want to help you, really.
Želim vam stvarno pomoći.
The thing is, we are discussing the question how to get ukost. Krishna consciousness.
Poanta je u tome da diskutiramo o tome kako želimo dostići ukus u svjesnosti.
And we have understood, or we have heard, that we do not have ukus because of aparats.
I čuli smo da, i shvatili da mi nemamo ukus zbog toga što činimo aparat, uvrede.
So logically we have to discuss now how to overcome aparats.
I stoga logično sada trebamo diskutirati o tome kako nadići uvrede.
And we said a positive approach.
I rekli smo da je vrlo važan pozitivan pristup.
And that's where we are now.
A tu se nalazimo.
Please join us again.
Molimo vas, pridružite nam se ponovo.
This is the drugo deli, the second part.
Ovo je drugi dio sada.
It goes very fast.
Ide vrlo brzo.
The first offense is well, I have to think, I have to activate you a little. What is the first offense in chanting the holy names?
Mislim da vas moram sad malo aktivirati, angažirati. Koja je prva uvreda u pjevanju svetog imena?
Prva je kritizirati bhakta. Yes. Da. Kritizirati bhakta, you know. So, the way to overcome is that we serve the devotees.
Način da to nadiđemo je da služimo bhakte.
In the morning, Prabhupada told us we should all bow down to each other, saying,
Srila Prabhupada je rekao ujutro, se trebamo pokloniti jednim drugim od poštovanja i reći vanča kalpa tarubjašća i tako dalje.
Even married couples who are not living in a temple, you know, some this, they also are advised in the morning when they see each other,
čak i oženjeni parovi savjetuje se koji ne žive u hramu, kada se ujutro vide trebaju usijazati poštovanje.
Because in marriage life sometimes when one knows each other so well, you know, and one might commit Vaishnava aparat.
Jer u porodičnom životu ponekad postoje sukobi kad se ljudi dobro poznaju i nesvjesna osoba može počiniti Vaishnava aparat.
That's the first thing.
To je prva stvar.
Positive approach.
Pozitivan pristup.
Let us serve the Vaishnavas.
Hajde da služimo Vaishnave.
Every day let us do something for a Vaishnava.
Svaki dan hajde da učinimo nešto za Vaishnava.
When I was a bhakta, I was trained up like this.
Kad sam ja bio bhakta, ja sam na taj način bio istreniran.
I went to Vaishnava. Can I wash your shirt? I'm washing anyways.
Otišao sam do bhakte i rekao, ja mogu li oprati tvoju košulju? Ja i ovako jednako perem svoje.
Serve prasadam.
Služenje prasadama.
And when you serve prasadam, you should think, what does this Vaishnava like?
I kad služimo prasadam, onda trebamo misliti šta taj Vaishnava voli.
Can I give you a piece of cheese, you know, from the cheese sabji?
Mogu da možda komadić sira iz sabjija sa sirom.
Think how you can serve a Vaishnava.
Trebamo misliti kako da služimo Vaishnava.
That is a very, very nice practice. Then, second offense.
To je lijepa, vrlo lijepa praksa. Zatim, tu je druga uvreda.
To think, I don't think Shiva's name is greater than the name of Krishna. I have no problem with that.
Vi možete misliti, oh, ja nemam ništa sa tim. Ja ne mislim da je ime Shiva veće od važnije od imena Krishna ili nešto slično.
Isn't it? Do you think, I mean, this never crossed my mind to think like this.
Zar ne? Vi mislite, a to nikad ne prolazi kroz moj um.
But it has an implication also for us. It means to not think that Krishna is the greatest who can help.
Ali to ima implikacije za nas. To znači misliti da možda Krishna nije najveći koji nam može pomoći.
So positively, let us become fully dependent. fully dependent on Krishna.
I sada pozitivno postanimo u potpunosti ovisni o Krishna.
Yes, fully dependent on Krishna. And in this way, we can overcome all the offenses by a positive approach.
I na taj način mi možemo dići sve uvrede pozitivnim pristupom.
The seventh offense is another heavy one. It is to commit sins on the strength of chanting.
Sedma uvreda je vrlo opasna, a to znači počiniti griješne djela na snagu, na račun pjevanja svetih imena.
We should never think that by because I'm now a devotee and I chant, everything I do is all right.
Ne trebamo misliti sada, pošto sam bhakta i pošto ja mantram, sve što činim, sve u redu.
Let us best give up the thought of committing sinful activities altogether, once and for all.
Najbolje da napustimo u potpunosti jednom za uvijek misli o vršenju griješnih aktivnosti.
Okay, so the point is clear, we should give up offenses by positive action in Krishna consciousness.
Dakle, poanta je jasna, trebamo napustiti uvrede pozitivnim procesom u svjesnosti Krishna.
Let us be strong and accept everything favorable for Krishna.
Postanimo snažni i prihvatimo sve povoljno za Krishna.
Let us at least try.
Barem pokušajmo.
Offenses will disappear.
Uvrede će nestati.
The name will give his mercy on us. Krishna will give his mercy.
Svetim imenom dati svoju milost. Krishna će nam dati milost.
Bhakti Devi will appear in our heart.
Bhakti Devi će se pojaviti u našem srcu.
And we will go back to Krishna in this life.
I vratit ćemo se nazad Krishna u ovom životu.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije divno?
This high, and we will be motivated by ukost.
I bit ćemo motivirani ukostom.
Ukostom, yes. The taste, higher taste, yes.
Višim ukostom.
Good, I want to end here. I honestly hope you get you can apply this in your life. It helps really to become conscious about these subjects.
Nadam se da ćete to stvarno primijeniti u svom životu i
it helps to become conscious about these subjects.
To pomaže da postanemo svjesni tih tema u našem životu.
Let us end. Yep. Do you have any questions?
Možemo ovdje, da li ima nekih pitanja?
Everyone is speechless.
Svi su bez riječi. Here, Bhaktamalko.
When we take prasadam,
yes,
then if we don't become free from all material desires, it looks then like we are making offenses all the time, without stop, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's only in this way. Because we don't become free, yeah? Mm-hmm. But we are not conscious of it. So, how we can become conscious? In which way we can see that we are actually making offenses all the time, non-stop?
Dakle, mi častimo prasadama, ipak se ne pročišćavamo. Onda postavlja se pitanje, znači mi na neki način stalno činimo uvrede, ali izgleda da ih nismo svjesni. Kako da postanemo svjesni uvreda koje činimo?
The breeding ground of offense is the false ego.
Uzgajalište uvreda, kako kažemo, je lažni ja.
And this will be, this becomes Lord Chaitanya deals with this in the Shikshastakam.
Gospodin Chaitanya se bavi sa tim u Shikshastakam.
He says, although you have invested all the energy, all the energies in your holy name, I have no taste for it.
On kaže, iako sam uložio sve energije u sveto ime, ja nemam ukusa sa pivanjem.
And the, I mean, he certainly has taste, but he takes the role as a teacher of the world who speaks, who gives himself as an example to teach, really.
Naravno, gospodin Chaitanya ima ukus, ali on poučava cijeli svijet kao učitelj i koji uzima sebe kao primjer.
And the reason is, why no taste is there, this is explained to be offenses.
I razlog zašto nema ukus, objašnjeno je da su uvrede.
Now, please study the third verse.
I sad molim da proučavate treći stih.
Because there, Lord Chaitanya gives a way to avoid these offenses.
Jer ondje gospodin Chaitanya daje put, pokazuje način da se izbjegnu te uvrede.
He says, Trinada pi sunicena taro iva sahishnuna. To be humbler than the straw in the street.
Ondje, on kaže da trebamo biti ponizniji od plati trave na ulici.
Because by this way, in this way you can kick out the lažan ego.
Jer na taj način možemo odbaciti lažni ego.
Obacen, yes, obacen, the lažan ego. That is a way given in that third verse. You might not always become aware of all the things you do wrong.
Taj odgovor je dakle u trećem stihu. Ti možda ne moraš biti uvijek svjestan svih stvari koje činiš krivo.
But you know something is, must be wrong with you because you don't have the full taste.
Ali ti znaš da nešto nije u redu sa tobom jer nemaš više ukus.
So just do one thing, Bhakti Marko. Cultivate humility.
I stoga čini samo jednu stvar, Bhakti Marko. Njeguj poniznost.
And you will be free from false ego because you attack the problem at the root.
I bit ćeš oslobođen od lažnog ja, jer ćeš napasti problem u samom korijenu.
True humility means I am not this body, I am a soul, eternally the servant of the Lord.
Istinska ponisa znači ja nisam ovo tijelo, ja sam duša koja je vječna sluga gospodina.
Therefore a social show of humility won't do.
Stoga se socijalni nekakav show poniznosti neće funkcionirati.
You have some purity.
Moramo postići neku čistoću.
To come to that platform.
Da bismo došli na taj.
Does this help, Marko?
Ja to pomaže, Marko.
We shall see. I think all the devotees are humble souls. That is not, I don't want to appear so heavy, you know, I'm only here for two lectures and then I'm saying such heavy things, I'm getting a complex here.
Naravno, svaki bhakta jest na neki način ponizna duša. Ne želim biti toliko težak u tom pogledu, ja sam tu samo dvije lekcije, onda toliko kompleks.
If you keep to the rules of Krishna consciousness and you're just a little aware, I must avoid offenses and the best way to do it, since they all come from the larger than ego, I must cultivate humility.
Najbolja stvar je da jednostavno shvatiš, želim razviti ukus, nedostatak ukusa dolazi od uvreda, znači moram uništiti uvrede, a one dolaze od lažnog ja, znači moram njegovati poniznost.
Then the no problem. Okay, so no one else?
Nikakav više nema pitanja?
Može samo nešto o prva dva juga avatara, nešto više, Hams i Jagi.
He would like to know a little more about first two yuga avataras, Hams and Yagi.
Aha. The yuga avatars duty or the reason why they appear is to give the process in which which brings bring the yuga dharma, to bring the process by which God consciousness can be obtained.
Dužnost, odnosno razlog zašto se pojavljuju yuga avatari je da daju proces pomoću kojeg se može dostići svjesnost Boga u yugi.
Hamsa gave the process of meditation.
Hamsa je dao proces meditacije.
Because he appeared in Satya Yuga and there meditation was a process.
Jer on se pojavio u Satya Yugi, a tada je proces bio meditacija.
And Yagya appeared in Treta Yuga.
Yagya se pojavio u Treta Yugi.
He gave the process of sacrifice.
On je dao proces žrtvovanja.
He always has a spoon with him.
On uvijek ima svoju žlicu za žrtvovanje.
You have maybe seen during Yagyas.
Si možda vidio za vrijeme tokom Yagya.
Spoon the pujari pours ghee into the water.
Žlica sa kojom pujari izljeva ghee.
And there's also this wooden handle.
I također tu je drvena ručka.
When the firewood is just falling out of the fire, pujari will put it back.
Kada neko drvo ispada iz vatre, onda će ga pujari vratiti nazad u vatru.
Those two things the yoga avatar always has with him. This paraphernalia.
I ta yoga avatara ima uvijek te dvije stvari sa sobom. To je njegova paraphernalia.
Transcendental outfit.
To je njegova transcendentalna odjeća.
Yeah, so... And Mahaprabhu, of course, you know, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is for this Kali Yuga.
Mahaprabhu, naravno znaš, on je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on je za ovu Kali Yuga.
And he gave the process of chanting.
I on je dao proces pjevanja.
Mahaprabhu, however, is more than just a yuga avatar.
Mahaprabhu je međutim više nego samo yuga avatar.
He is the supreme personality of Godhead himself in full.
On je vrhovna božanska osoba u potpunosti.
Whereas the other yuga avatars are part, just parts of the Lord.
Dok su drugi yuga avatari samo dijelovi gospodina.
So, Deva, yes.
Samo pričamo najdivnije, vrlo često Krišna je boravio u Hastinapuru i išao kao kad trebalo i kao Jutele. Međutim, nigde nisam sve od Bagdad cijelo jako Jutele i kao sveto mjesto koje čašće je i tako
da. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada describes that Krishna was residing for some time in Hastinapur, mm-hmm. And Srila Prabhupada translates this into New Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to know, since Krishna was residing in New Delhi, why New Delhi is never mentioned as a place of special significance in as a pilgrimage place.
Mm-hmm. Krishna was sometimes residing there as a guest.
Krishna je ponekad tamo prebivao kao gost.
And there must be some places associated there with that.
I mora da postoje neka mjesta koja su s tim povezane.
For instance, I have heard that there are still remnants of the or in you can find in New Delhi in the museum some remnants of from the Pandava times.
Ja sam čuo da postoji u muzeju, možete ondje naći neke ostatke iz palače iz vremena Pandava.
Dr. Chopra, who is a close friend of Krishna consciousness in Germany and was an archaeologist, he says they found the loaded dice with which Duryodhana and company cheated the Pandavas out of their rightful possession of the kingdom. He says.
Profesor Chopra, koji je dosta blizak prijatelj Bhakta.
He's life member.
On je life member. On kaže da su našli zapravo onu kocku koja je bila namještena, namještenu kocku kojom su, zahvaljujući koje su Pandave, izgubili svoje pravo na prijestanje.
But yes, Deva, I also have not heard anything like that. It is a pilgrimage place. Maybe area, it can be found in Old Delhi, actually. Old Delhi and New Delhi is now the same, but I've never heard of that. Krishna, there must be some places associated with Krishna, but maybe his visits were just so short and nothing. Like in Kurukshetra, there is a tree where Krishna spoke Gita. That's a pilgrimage place.
But the other place... Inače, ja ne znam za ta mjesta hodočašća. Možda postoje u starom delu, naravno stari i novi deli su danas jedno. No međutim, ne znam da baš postoje neko konkretno mjesto hodočašća. Kao, na primjer, na Kurukshetri postoji. Tamo se nalazi drvo ispod kojeg Krishna, na primjer, govori Bhagavad Gita.
That's 60 kilometers or 70 kilometers from New Delhi. Is that close enough for you?
60-70 kilometers od New Delhi. Je li to dovoljno blizu za tebe?
Actually, it's wonderful. Prabhupada visited that place. It's called Jyotisar.
Zapravo divno je Šrila Prabhupada posjetio to mjesto, zove se Jyotisar.
And there is a tree, but this tree is like a descendant of the tree, actually, of the original tree.
I tu se nalazi drvo, ali to drvo je zapravo potomak tog izvornog drveta.
It's a wonderful place.
To je divno mjesto.
I was asked to give a Bhagavad Gita lecture under the tree. I felt ecstasy from the atmosphere of the holy place. It was so ecstatic.
Meni su se vražili tam...
I couldn't almost control. I was... shaking so it was wonderful.
Meni su se tražili da dam lekciju Bhagavad Gita ispod tog drveta, bilo je stvarno ekstatično. To mi je sam
mislim
kontrolirati uopće stresa, sad sam se stresa.
Wonderful. That you can visit also, and you can read in the Gita and feel transcendental joy in Krishna consciousness.
I ti isto možeš posjetiti tamo mjesto, možeš čitati tamo Bhagavad Gita i osjećati transcendentalno zadovoljstvo u svjesnosti
Krishna. Shiva Ram Swami didn't want to leave this place any longer. He just, you know, the others went on to visit other places, and he just stayed there and read the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "I'm not going. It's so good here."
Shiva Ram Swami nije htio više ići dalje. On je ostao ondje. Drugi su nastavili dalje, a on je ostao, rekao, ostaće ovdje čitati Bhagavad Gita. To je tako dobro ovdje.
So there something very significant took place. The revelation of the Gita. That's why it's a holy place.
Onda se nešto vrlo značajno dogodilo, to je otkrovenje Bhagavad Gita, zato je to sveto mjesto.
Prabhupada was so enthusiastic about this place near New Delhi that he wanted to build a temple, a very university there, and temple.
Šrila Prabhupada je bio tako entuzijastičan vezi sa tim mjestom da je on htio izgraditi vedsko sveučilište ondje i također hram.
Dobro, so let us end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Desi Gauri Chai ki
jai,
Gaur Premanandi
ki jai,
Satchinandana Swami ki
jai.